Hey, you're listening to Epithet RPG.
I snatch the amulet as we're both trying to get up, and I just snatch it and break it from around his neck. And can I activate the amulet?
Oh.
What?
What?
He says, he looks up towards you. He's like, what the fuck are you going to do with that thing?
Fire with fire, right?
Oh my god.
Enrique, no! Enrique, no!
No!
You think to yourself of all of these moments. You think of to yourself the kids you saw on the camera feed that were being herded away. You think of the kid that was right there. And you hear in your head a scorching, fiery voice going,
"Are you ready? Are you willing?
I'm ready.
Take it.
Oh my god.
Take which one started the world."
And you feel your chest expand with heat. And the same fucking thing that happened to Ben is happening to you. Everyone sees, like, Eleanor, like, scrambles away just a little bit, enough to see, like, fire popping out from Enrique. But unlike Ben's ring of flames, you see closer what looks to be... Do you want to describe some kind of fiery vision of yours? What represents Enrique? Other than the crowbar.
You know what? As, like, he feels the heat welling in his chest, he feels it, like, more intensely towards the back of his chest as these giant orange wings of flame pop out from his back.
I don't have a token from this, but that's amazing.
So very good.
And, like, a small halo of flame appears above his head.
Of course.
Is of that? Course. What?
He's an angel. If you think about
it. He's become an archangel.
He's literally angel.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. This is your turn. Because that's a lot.
Yeah, that's... I imagine that's my entire turn.
Yeah. Miu, what do you do?
I was told to try to put out the fire with the ice. But now that it's Enrique instead of Ben... God damn it, you keep putting me in situations where I don't know what to do.
Try to put him out!
Get an ice blast or something ready, just in case.
This changes nothing! Hit him! Like, cool him off as much
honestly,
as you can.
If you want me to, I will. I can...
Do it!
Hit him with
do
ice.
It!
Do it! Do it!
Okay, go for it.
Oh, dang! She's using her epithet!
Wisdom, please. Wisdom, please.
Ooh, heck yeah. So, wait, what?
That's wisdom, plus you have 2 karma for some f***ing reason, because you don't do rolls. So you have plus 5.
Oh, well.
Well, you have 3 karma now.
Your karma's now...
Inconvenient.
3. That's fine. You fire off a bolt of ice. I'm going to take off 1 from you, stamina-wise. You fire off a bolt of ice, and you're like... You want to hurt him, you need to hurt him, but he looks towards you and those fiery eyes like pierce into your soul and your thing dissipates halfway through the air. And Ben looks towards Enrique and it's his turn and he goes, "This change is nothing, man. You're just like me, you're just like them. Can you even imagine what this means? It means we're fucking losers. We're supposed to try to be better, to work harder. But at the end, you're just like me. We had to be like them. At the very least, I can put you out of your misery." And he punches the floor. And a corona of flame starts heating up the room. Everyone, I'm going to use the same map, but the floor around you, because of all the heat and everything... The room erupts in fire, and the floors collapse, and you all fall down to the next floor underneath, which are a series of like offices, and you all tumble. You all take, everyone takes 4 except Enrique. At the last moment, you're like, can I use these? And you flap.
Oh.
It's not great, but you slowed down your movement onto the next floor. What? You think some fiery wings are going to change anything? I still won. You guys are just struggling. Meanwhile, as you go onto the second floor and the shutters are nearby have finally peeled away, Silver, it's your turn, but you hear bleeps and blips as notifications rush into your phone.
Wait.
So yeah, your phone comes to life with beeps and blips from the various notifications as you gain your internet connection back.
Oh, I thought I didn't have a phone, but okay.
You all did, you just didn't have connection.
Ah, okay. Oh boy, what do I do? What do I do? I would like to use my star steps to get above everything. Get like a lay of the land. Can I do that?
Yeah, absolutely. You like, you use your star step, reduce your stamina, and you start like going closer to the roof.
Okay. I'm just going to move a place.
Okay.
Well, I'm just above everybody. And with that, I end my turn.
Okay. Eleanor, your turn.
Oh, my goodness. Eleanor is absolutely freaking out. Sometimes.
The last time you saw the fire, it was with Fina.
I know. Oh. Could I, like, imbue the floor blue and create like a wave of water to try and fire?
A wave of
water?
What?
Blue?
Okay.
Like, imbue, like, blue on the floor. Or is that too OP again?
It's a little OP again.
Darn it!
It needs to be a little bit...
Tiny
like,
wave?
If you had a water epithet, remember?
Yeah.
It's like, think of enchanting rather than you being a caster, you know what I mean?
Alright. Wait for me to, like...
Okay.
Wait, no, I'm thinking, I'm sorry.
Okay.
There's rubble all over. Can I throw a rock at
you? Can. Make an attack roll. Use your epithet.
I want to imbue a color, though, so it adds extra damage. What would do the damage to him if it hit? Like, add extra damage.
I was about to say blue.
Probably water.
All right. So I imbue, like, a deep blue and, like, create, like, a circle of, like, water around it. Like, chuck it at him.
Make an attack. Yeah, make a dexterity roll. See if you hit. It's currently against a 12.
How much karma do I have, if any?
I don't think any. You succeeded right, your last right. rolls against them, right?
There goes the last of my ability.
You're out. You're completely out.
I mean,
and you have no more. And you have no more HP to do
it.
I
mean, I could always faint and like cast something before I faint.
Or you can hit Miyu, who has a bunch of the food.
There is that.
Hit up Miyu. Like, remember, y'all had the lunchbox earlier. You made a bunch of food, but Miyu has it all.
Hit me up. I got
still
you, boo. Let's
soup.
Go.
I think Olaf's soup got... Oh, yeah, the soup didn't get used,
The powerful soup. Can't remember which one it was called.
Yeah.
But,
I think that was the one in a can.
Enrique, it's your turn.
All right.
You all use a spell-em-up soup, but you didn't use up the one that heals you for 9.
I saw him summon a sword of fire.
Mm-hmm.
So, I am going to...
Fire crowbar.
Do it.
I am going to...
It's...
Go ahead.
It's like, when you're trying to use whatever you're thinking, it's kind of like using a muscle a little bit. That's the same kind of thing that you're attaching to. It's not like... It's complicated to feel.
Okay.
It is whatever comes to you.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to... My existing crowbar, take it. And radiate heat throughout it until it is literally red hot, and I'm going to swing at him.
Son of a bitch. Okay. Make an attack roll. I'm going to give you a +2 to this.
+2?
Yeah.
All right. 17.
And the damage will also be an additional +2.
Okay. For weapon effort?
Yeah.
Okay. 10 damage.
Okay, you deal 10 mm-hmm. damage to him. Holy heck. Not that.
Is he out?
Actually, yeah. No, he's up. Goes down by 10.
How much health does it have?
His HP kind of refreshed when he used the amulet.
Hmm, that sucks.
Out of character, but slightly in character, I just realized I still have the duct tape. If we can put him out and restrain him, I can duct tape him.
Okay, but we'd have to be able to beat him up first.
We now have a goal. Duct tape the bitch.
Miu, your turn. Elnor is looking really hurt.
I guess I can heal Elnor. Or go over and feed her, I guess. I was going to do the same ice thing, but then you...
You could do either.
I want to help Elnor.
Okay. So you rush over towards Elnor and you feed them the soup. Okay, Elnor, you heal 9.
All right. 8 plus 9 is 7.
Miu's a walking food ambulance.
Does it refresh any of my magic stamina? Or zero?
It doesn't, but it gives you a bunch of HP. Yeah, and you can use 10 HP in order
refresh
to...
Refresh it, I know.
Damn, that symbol crashed, though.
It was good. Okay, it is currently Ben's turn, and he's, like, sick of your shit.
That makes two of us.
He looks towards Enrique, and he just swings. He just swings for the go.
Nat 1.
What? Nat 1?
He swings, and I block him with my crowbar.
His flaming sword, he puts all of his energy into it, and you block it with your flaming crowbar.
Yo, that's such a cool scene. Like, him just...
Ben is looking angry and desperate, and his eyes are, like, covered in anger. He has lost his larger-than-life, like, I'm-better-than-you kind of feeling. He looks desperate.
I just realized we're watching two fire demigods duking it out for dominance.
I can't believe I failed it. He's got a +4, man. Silver, it's your turn.
All right. I have internet connection now. Can I look up Ben on the internet?
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay. You do that. Can I please get an int check? It'll be easy, so it'll be 9.
As I, above the battlefield, in the air, check my phone.
You get a +2 to this. Oh.
The server crashed.
You,
big oof.
You look around and you're like, you see things. He's kind of still unknown. And you like type various search terms. Ben? Big Ben? Big Benzine? Rockstar? And you think you found something, but it took a little bit longer than you expected. Next turn you'll have it.
Okay.
Elnor, your turn.
Can I stab Ben with my knife? I'm done. I'm scared because they've used the amulet and it just reminds me of Fina and they're just fighting and he's already attacked me with the sword. I've already exhausted.
Make an attack roll.
Alright, attack roll or check?
Just attack roll. Like, that's a check.
Okay,
let's make a
no
check.
Modifier? Wait, no, I get 1 karma.
No, it's your strength. Go for it.
No! Karma now.
You go towards him, but the flames, like, you get, like, a little flashback of Fina surrounded by flames as you, like, want to run in there. And tears, like, muddle your eyes. Angle. Good. Enrique.
Yep, I am going to, as I, like, I block his flaming sword with my crowbar, I kind of, like, toss his sword down and I go to swing at him again.
Your crowbar or with your fist?
With my crowbar.
Okay, go for it. Attack roll. Same as before.
17.
Same roll, too. Jeez. Maybe 14's your lucky number. Okay, make a damage, please.
Weapon effort, right?
Yep.
6.
6. He's still up. Miu, it's your turn. I can't hear you. Could you speak up?
I'd like to do the same ice thing again. Please.
Okay, can you please make a wisdom check? So you had +3... plus karma of 4. So +7?
Okay.
Yeah, you hit. Please roll magical effort plus an additional 4. So your regular magical effort is 2. So magical effort +6. Oh my god.
Is it?
Oh my god.
Did she just take him out?
He had 4 HP. Oh! She rolled 13.
He is in 8 karma!
As Miu builds up all of her confidence, all of her friends being like, you have to do this, you have to do this. All of these things. And it's kind of stressing you the fuck out. And how can I say this? You build up your ice spear.
The music.
And you scream and you throw it at him. And you hear a shink. You close your eyes. And the room feels cooler. And you open them up to see Ben with, like, a sizable icicle right through his stomach.
Yes!
Oh, no.
And he's like...
Yes!
Yo, that... That ain't cool.
Don't do that to me!
And he falls over. Combat's over.
Oh, I'm awful.
No, you're not.
The one time you built up four karma because you don't attack and you didn't do all those things. And that did so, so much.
He is straight up dead.
He's down and there's blood. He could potentially stay up.
Ben, that wasn't very cash money of you.
Really? Really?
I still get the amulet, right?
Yeah, you got the amulet.
My epithet is incinerate. I'm going to try and incinerate this amulet.
It flashes. But it fails.
That's what I thought.
The fire... You look closer into the amulet and you see like a tiny little fire inside of it flickering. Combat's over. And hold on.
An unstoppable force meets an unmovable object. Why is this music so sweet?
You...
Hold on. There is one last thing I wanted to do. I was going to pick Ben up and like hold him by like his jaw, like kind of by his neck.
Just pick him up.
Aww.
She just picks him up.
I'm sure he...
And I was going to try and turn him to dust. Like ash.
No! No, please!
That makes you an actual murderer.
No!
It would succeed.
Do you really want to do that?
Are you going to do it?
Yes.
Mia, do you want to stop them?
Okay, I need you to confirmate with me. Are you really going to do that?
Yes.
You're on the same level as him.
Enrique said that he wasn't.
You're on the same level as him if you do that.
You would be just as...
Enrique, you're holding him in your hands.
You'd be degenerate like he is, if you think about it. I don't like how invested I am in this character. D, screw you! This is fantastic.
This isn't you. Enrique, this isn't you talking. Fina said something about how the amulet makes the user more aggressive. This is the amulet talking, not you. You don't want to do this. I know you don't want to do this.
Think of what happened to Fina. Think of what happened
to Fina. We don't want you to do this. He's just a kid who made a really bad decision. You don't have to punish him like this. I'm done talking.
He really is just a kid. He's a stupid teenager. Doesn't really know what he's doing.
Think of what happened to Fina. She didn't have a choice.
Enrique, everyone's begging you. Up to you, man.
I throw him to the ground. Silver, where's that duct tape?
I just let out this huge sigh of relief.
The flames around Enrique die down, and you feel this soft tickle of anger at the back of your head subside a little bit. Together, you all tie him up with duct tape.
Shall I remove duct tape from my inventory?
Yeah. To finish off with Ben? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, folks. So, let's skip ahead an hour. You are all now at the entrance of this place. There are police sirens. there's firemen, and the police are there, and they're asking, oh wait, where is it? I had a list of things that were happening at the end.
Can I get in the basement? Can I get through to the basement?
You can't. You can't. In the hour that y'all called the police and you tried to open the door, the vault in which Fina did, you have no idea how to get through it. It just says Class A.
There's
access.
A giant freaking hole in the middle of this ceiling. It shouldn't be that hard.
It is a really far
honestly,
drop.
Honestly, I feel like Eleanor would...
I will try to...
You'll try to what?
I will try to, like, resummon the wings.
It fizzles a bit because you're still new to using it. Point is, Eleanor can't find anything about her. In the fast forward of that hour, by the way, you still don't know what happened to your cat girlfriend.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
The police come in, and it's not just police, but there's people in, like, black suits. And they go, all right, so we got no idea what happened here. What happened here exactly? He says, talking to the group.
I'm not saying anything.
Anybody?
It was a terrorist attack by some group calling themselves High Orchard.
High Orchard? The Monday Terrorists? Yep. I get that. Huh. Actually, we're going to go in another circle. We're going to skip in case the jury says that. Silver, what do you say to the police people?
I don't say anything. And...
Eleanor doesn't say anything.
I don't know. I'm not...
Enrique.
Wait, can I...
Miu, what...
Can I ask...
Wait, you want to say something?
Can I ask if they know where Fina is?
Fina? I'm not sure who you're talking about, but we did a quick search of the facility or the parts that were on fire. And on the bottom floor, we found a couple bodies. There were three charred bodies plus one kid that was knocked out.
She didn't make it.
Two young women and what looks to be this man, mid-40s.
It ain't Fina.
Wait, she escaped. Wait, she's alive! Oh my goodness, she's alive!
Oh, you, by the way, you're one of the people that work here, right? One of those other people wanted to talk to you. You see someone nearby in a very nice suit, and carrying a briefcase approaching the group.
I don't like...
And he says, Eleanor, yes?
Yeah.
You're the receptionist. I've seen you around before. It's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Ricardo. I'm in accounting.
Okay. Where's Fina?
He pulls you off a little to the side, he squeezes your arm a little bit tightly and he says, I don't know who you're talking about. Fina?
Where is she?
I haven't a clue.
Where is she?
I just said I have no clue. I'm this is just how I talk. Listen, due to the insurance of this place and partly due to your part in attempting to prevent secrets from getting out, we have a bit of insurance money. Here, he says, handing you a briefcase.
Where's Fina?
I don't know. If I knew, we'd be on her in an instant. You think someone like her could really? Honestly, I think she burned up in there. But I have no idea where she is. You probably don't either. You take that in your hands right there, he says, pointing towards the briefcase, and you keep quiet now, okay? And he'll try walking off.
No! What are you talking about?
Throw it back at him. That's bribe money. Throw it back at him.
You know where she is. Tell me where she is.
He looks towards you and he says, child, I haven't a clue. I have no idea what I can say otherwise to tell you otherwise.
He needs to fix his tone.
I don't believe you.
Throw the briefcase at him.
I don't believe you. Where is she?
He just walks away.
Eleanor starts crying again.
The briefcase opens, like, as you, like, throw it onto the ground in anger and you collapse. There's $2 million there.
That's enough. Too much.
Yo, what are student loans?
difference enough to pay them?
That is straight up bread money.
I know. I walk away from the briefcase. I'm not going to take it.
You're going to leave $2 million on the ground?
It's bribe money.
Okay. Okay.
I feel like you're mocking me for making that decision.
Am I?
Yeah.
I'm still talking. I'm still like talking like Ricardo. A reporter approaches you all and goes, "Hi there, nice to meet you. My name's Kena of the Jazz City Times. Could any of you please tell me what happened here? Pretty please, this is gonna be big."
Get lost.
Eleanor is still crying.
Guys. She like wraps her arm, like she tries to wrap it around your shoulder, but you're like tall. So she just like leans on you with her elbow. "Listen, I'll get real with you guys for a moment. This woman has like black braided hair that like goes over her shoulder, this green jacket, and like this red, like this orangey dress. And she goes, well, let me put it this way. People want to get this quiet, right? This is an opportunity. Consider an opportunity to get your story out so people know what the heck happened, because between you and me, I think we both know exactly what the seer, well, the Stellan Institute of Epithet Research is really like.
Okay.
This might be your only chance to get stuff out.
I'm going to have to cut you off here. I'm personally, and I'm not sure about everybody else, I'm happy to talk to you, but right now isn't the time.
That's fair. That's fair. She holds out a card.
I take the card.
I'll take it.
Please.
Oh.
I bet she has copies.
She gives you all cards.
No, honestly, I didn't want one. But
I'll take a card, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to talk.
And honestly, when everyone else is around here and no one's listening, call me.
We'll be in touch.
Kind of not.
I look over at her and I say, if you have any information on a girl named Fina, please.
You don't think I don't?
Do you know where she is?
She says, crossing her arms and like raising her eyebrow.
Do you know where she is?
Not that I know where she is, but I did hear something from one of the passed out guards that they ended up finding. I got to talk to some guy, Kyle, was it? Apparently, he had one of this other girl, Mari's tablets. There was security footage. You're Fina, that's the short-haired researcher, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Last the footage saw of her, she was tapping on a computer. And then this flaming thing was moving towards her and she ran off.
She's still alive.
It's not much to go on.
She's still alive.
It's not much to go on. But, you know, they call this a tit for tat. I might look into this. I've got some contacts. This could be a very beautiful relationship between the two of us.
I don't like where this is going.
We'll be in contact.
What do you do exactly?
She has this wide-ass grin, and she's like, I'm a reporter, ace reporter of the Jazz City Times, but honestly, I've got my hands in a few other things. I like to keep tabs on Jazz City. That's all I can really say.
You're not part of High Orchard.
Oh, those wackos? God, no. No. I got an epithet. They would be super pissed if I was part of them. No. I'm not like Bonsai Blasters, High Orchard, Bliss Ocean. No. I'm just an informant for hire. I get to hear things, and I like to tell things, and some of those things go onto paper. Taking down people in high positions is what I live for. There's a bunch of powers in Jazz City controlling everything, and I want to see every last one of them in the dirt. So we're on the same side, kind of.
We'll be in touch.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all have a great night. And she walks off. She waves behind her.
Ultimate self-insert right there, though.
Eleanor, if Fina is alive, perhaps it's best her whereabouts are unknown so she can get away from this company.
I know, but I need to find her.
I'm sure she'll reach out to you. Just give it some time. I know you're worried, but she's alive. And that's what matters, right?
I just see her again.
Not to ruin the moment, but I need a haircut. Half my hair is gone. I need a haircut.
Miu, how's Miu feeling? She's been quiet for a bit.
She's going to stay quiet. I imagine she's destroyed.
Everyone here is destroyed.
Point is right now, so Ben, he's hurt and he's tied up, but there's some medics working on him. He has eraser cuffs on his wrist. But it looks like he's going to be fine.
Besides that hole in his stomach.
So, we're going to pretty much end the adventure here. But I'm going to ask one last time. What is everyone's epilogue / what do they want to do? I'm going to start with Silver. What does Silver do after this adventure?
Get a haircut.
Get the haircut.
Bob haircut.
Does she want to... Is she thinking about calling?
Yeah.
At some point?
Right now.
How about Enrique?
Enrique, he held on to that Prometheus amulet.
Oh my god.
He pocketed it and walked away with it. He probably went to some ocean, took a bit of time off, went to some real deep ocean, and just tossed it down.
Nice!
It's gone.
Once he got back, he probably would have talked to Kina, told her the entire story. And he probably would have inquired about working with Kina a bit.
Interested.
And does his best to suppress everything about his epithet.
That's good. Eleanor, what do you do?
Does Fina ever contact me?
Not that you're aware of.
Alright, well.
Eleanor needs some therapy.
She does.
Maybe book yourself a therapist.
I mean, I still have school.
You can still balance
them. Maybe you should take some time off of school for a therapist.
No, you can actually balance the
college
two.
College is expensive, guys.
You do get a call one day, Eleanor. It's not from Fina. Kina calls you, and she's like, hey, I know you're not doing great, but you might be interested in hearing that there's this cat burglar wandering around recently.
Where?
Leaves a roundish-looking cat at the Casino of the
Crown. Where? Where is she striking?
It seems to be a lot of science facilities. I just thought you'd be interested.
Do you know where the next target might be?
And I'm going to, cut away from there, because I haven't thought about what it's called yet.
That's another arc for another day.
We have my cat girl come back, all right, guys? Please?
The last thing is...
Hey, don't forget about Miu.
Oh, I'm not. One day, Miu's at the park. She's been upset for the last couple months. She's holding up this newspaper, and it says, recent breakout. And her tears are just streaming on the thing as she's listening to, music on her phone. Someone in a dark coat approaches her in the park, and they extend their hand and says, hey, I don't like seeing pretty girls cry. Why don't you come with me? And Miu looks up, her eyes glimmering, and she looks at a familiar boy with tiny flames in his eyes. And that's where we're going to end the adventure.
Oh my god.
I should have done it.
That was...
Oh, bro, no!
You got us so invested in those characters.
This is where it ends?
We're done. That is Epithet in Flames, everybody. And that's been Epithet in Flames. come back next week for our after party, and in another week or so, we'll have season two. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you for listening. See you soon.